producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Karen, you're on the air with Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is it normal for men to withhold sex?
It's not abnormal, believe it or not. I know that Hugh Hefner has made us believe that all men are at the ready at all times, and I could just slap him silly for that. We'll take his navigational aid and whatever. But no, it's certainly not uncommon, for the same reason women do, is when they're feeling that they're not getting what they want, they're not going to give you what you want. Tell me a little bit about your situation.
I'm 31. My husband is 40. Actually, he's turning 40 next month. I thought maybe it was a midlife crisis.
Could be. What's the deal?
This is our second marriage, his second marriage, my first.
How long have you been married?
6 years.
You have kids?
We have a 4-year-old, and he has 2 daughters from previous marriage. They have shared custody of the youngest. And she's living with us now.
How old is the youngest?
She is going to be 14 in March.
Okay. When did the two of you, how often were you having sex a year ago?
I would say maybe once to 3 times a week, maybe.
How often are you having sex now?
It's non-existent. It's been that way for about a year.
Okay, and is that when the 14-year-old came to live with you?
No. We've been doing this ever since we first got married. Like 3 months after we were married, they started moving in with us, you know. And
okay, so what happened a year ago?
Well, we've been having our struggles ever since, you know, the beginning of marriage. I think blended families typically do.
Yep.
It's hard. It's been a struggle.
But you're telling me that a year ago you were having sex 1 to 3 times a week. So, and it's only been for the last year that it's really dried up completely, that he's really withholding a lot. So what happened a year ago?
Maybe you asked this question to everybody. I really don't know. I've asked him, and he says that it's my anger, and he says that I have too much control, and I don't respect him enough.
Okay, let's back up on that a little bit.
Okay.
Did he lose his job? Did his work change? Do you work outside the home?
We both do.
Do you make more money than he does?
I make more money on the hour now, just of this year, but I work part-time and he works full-time, so he brings home more.
Okay. Has he ever had a problem with impotence?
No, and I've asked him that. You know, I've tried to sit down and ask him stuff about that, and no. I've asked him if he's having an affair,
Has there ever been a pregnancy scare?
No, but he's made it clear he didn't want any more kids. And
Want more kids?
Yes.
Well, that'll bring a screeching halt to your sex life. Who takes care of birth control?
I do.
And what do you do?
The pill.
Are you on the pill now?
Yes. I wasn't there for a while, and I told him, because of the anger, I told him I was going off of it, but we had condoms and stuff, you know, I mean, plenty of them, and he knew that, and I wasn't secretive about going off of it. I told him, I said, maybe this will help with the anger, because I've done a lot of
research. Did that start a year ago, where you went off the pill?
yeah, probably.
Okay. So we have something very specific we can look at.
Yeah.
And do you understand why that could feed into everything else? I mean, first of all, that is sexual. That obviously, the only way he can be sure, you saying, I'm going off the pill, for him, I think, that's the control issue as far as he's concerned and the respect issue. My guess is it all boils down to that decision,
mm-hmm.
which is not nothing. And the two of you, instead of, I mean, what's happening is you acted it out by saying, you weren't secretive about it, but you said, I'm not playing your game anymore. I'm not going by your rules. And he said, okay, I'll show you that you think you control this situation, that I have to trust you, and I'm not going to. That I'm, you know, if the deal is you want children, I don't. I know a way to make sure that I can dominate the situation. We just won't have sex.
Right.
And I think it's probably, believe it or not, I'm not sure it's conscious, but I'm sure it's that straightforward, which means the two of you need to sit down and not talk about sex, but talk about babies. and say, okay, how do we resolve this? How you have two kids that I don't. Let's talk about, is this a deal breaker for us? If I got pregnant, would you leave? I don't want to get pregnant. I don't want to be sneaky about it, but let's talk about this, because that's the issue. And I think it's not accidental. It's not, and it's become something, because it's the 800-pound gorilla and neither of you are talking about it, it's much easier to focus on, oh, gee, we're not having sex, and anger and whatever. I think it's the issue that he's feeling that, you know, that this is what we talked about. And look, the way to approach it, Karen, is not to say, you have two kids and I only have one, or you have three kids and I only have one.
Right.
The way to approach it is, I know we agreed on this at the beginning, because I'm sure you did.
Mm-hmm.
And I love you more than I expected. I love our child more than I expected. I really would like, I love being a mom. I would really like to have another child. And I understand what this means economically for you. Let's talk about, is there any situation that would allow you to feel comfortable about having another child with me? Because if you do the, you know, if you love me, you do this, or, you know, I'm younger than you are, it's not fair, you already had kids. Because my guess is the two of you already discussed this before you got married. Certainly not an uncommon thing to do with guys who already have kids. And what's changed is really not his understanding, but yours. And he's feeling like she lied to me, which isn't the issue. I'm sure you didn't lie to him,
no.
But you've changed. You have to accept that and acknowledge that and then say, where do we go from here? Because I think that's what the issue is. Don't you?
I'm not sure, because he constantly says he doesn't want more kids because the marriage isn't good. It's not good.
No, but it's the other way around. He's feeling he can't trust you.
I mean, he's talking divorce and stuff, and we're going to counseling. And
well, but Karen, you got to deal with the issue. The issue is that a year ago, that you changed everything, and you didn't consult him about it. You informed him.
Okay.
You need to go back and revisit that, and not angrily, not, you know, with a sense of justification, a sense of, I get it, I changed the rules. It may also be with that, you know, with that 9-year age difference, and, you know, 6 years ago, it wasn't, you know, that 9 years made him kind of an older guy. As you get older, that 9 years is going to make less and less difference. But my guess is that you ceded more things to him, that you did it his way. He'd been married before, he made more money, he was older, he was wiser, yada, yada. And it may be that he's feeling that this is just symbolic of all the control he's losing. So understand that. You don't have to agree with it, but you have to understand where he's coming from.
Yeah.
And negotiate it on that basis. And the more powerful you appear to be, the less you're going to get this done. Because, again, this is the control, or I guess the last 2 hours have been the control hour. The first hour was the insurance hour. This one is, the more you're saying, I want some control in this, you're going to lose. Because that's what he feels you've taken away from him. What you need to do is, presumably you care about him, is to say, look, I get it. I get that I've changed. I get that I've changed the rules. It's because I love you so much. It's because you've been so nurturing to me. Give him something on this so he doesn't feel that you're taking everything away from him, and see where you get.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah. If you need help, you know where to find me.
You can see why that list of, well, the love is never angry, doesn't really resonate very well with me. And that you can hear that they are angry with each other. Does that mean they don't love each other? Not necessarily. That if you feel passionate about somebody, that the passion can take different forms. And we like to think that as long as we love somebody, the passion will always be positive and always be in the same direction. But here are two people who presumably love each other and have just very different worldviews, very different opinions. And it adds to the factor that people change, that you're not none of us were the same person we were 5 years ago. Hopefully we can see a consistency and a pattern a thread that we haven't changed completely, that's why we talked about personality traits last week. That there are those traits that have been there since we were very small people and will hopefully continue to our last little breath. But perceptions, wishes, needs, understandings do change. And in a relationship, that negotiation may not be without passion, and the passion doesn't always take a positive form. although I'm not sure anger is negative, it's just not much fun. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about love and definitions of love and the vagaries, I suppose, of love. So I really am having Jacob still cull through somebody. Who was the guy who sent us the long, detailed email about
Pat.
Love? Pat. Mm-hmm. God bless Pat. All right, so we had talked about, we would left off at anger, and I'm saying that a relation, look, I know when I got married, and I think this probably, maybe it came, I don't think, my parents never practiced it. I don't know whether they espoused it. I don't remember whether they espoused it or not, but the notion that you would never go to bed angry with your spouse, which isn't to say, I mean, by definition, that means that you at some point were angry, right?
Right.
So you just wouldn't go to bed with it. And I really did try to do that, but sometimes I can remember sleeping on the very edge of the bed. You know, you could put the Persian army between us. There was that much space. So saying that, that anger is not a part of love is unrealistic as far as I'm concerned. All right, so let's, what came after anger?
It keeps no record of wrongs.
In theory, you're absolutely right. In practice, hard to do. And one of the antidotes to that is the weekly gripe session, as far as I'm concerned, which I've been espousing for years, well before I was on the air as a therapist, of saying once a week, get together, take the phone off the hook, no emails, no kids, no internet, no nothing, and just talk about what went on. And you take an egg timer, so neither of you does a filibuster. And talk about the things that went on during that week. So you don't do that you always, you never, that things are no longer than 6 days old. And it does tend to reduce the sniping that, because I think an awful lot of people believe, well, if I don't say something, they won't know that it made me upset, and they'll do it again. And so it's not good communication. And so if you know that you're no more than 6 days away from being able to talk about something, it not only reduces the sniping, but also gets rid of the, well, 4 years ago on April 12th, right, 855-993-7569. Michael, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. How are you doing?
Doing well, Michael. Happy Groundhog Day.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
What's on your mind?
I called to talk to you, Dr. Joy. I'm a long-time listener of yours, and I have a lot of respect for you. Been dealing with the problem for a couple of years, and always thought of calling you, so I wanted to see what you thought.
Okay.
Basically, I grew up, I'm a physician, and I grew up in a kind of conservative area, and after I finished my training, I moved to a not-so-conservative area that I thought would be a lot of fun to live in. And to be honest with you, I had, you know, a lot of culture shock there and never could really find a sense of stability and happiness. And I find, you know, I've tried a couple of different areas now to live, and I find wherever I go, I can't really find a sense of stability and just kind of comfort.
Okay.
So, namely, I'm talking about things like, you know, the area that I moved to, it's the South Beach area of Miami, you know?
Okay.
So, probably...
Well, that's looking... Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Long Island, you know, in a wealthy, conservative part of Long Island, and I have an apartment in South Beach now. And, man, you know, from everything from, you know, the tattoos to piercings to men growing out their beards to, you know, like, I don't know what it is. I'm a very visual person, you know, and I find it's just too much, you know, like the smoking. And I just find, you know, when people, like, smoke and throw cigarettes on the ground and just don't have consideration for other people and, I don't know.
How long have you been in South Beach?
Things bother me, you know?
I hear. How long have you been in South Beach?
I did my residency there for 5 years, and then I went back after all my training was finished, after I did a fellowship, and I've been there now for about 2 years again.
Okay. If you could pick any area of the country to live in that you think would be a bit more consistent, but I think you're right. If you're looking for fun, South Beach might be great, but it doesn't sound to me that that's your idea of fun, that the ambiance is such that, I mean, you said to me, look, I want to go someplace in the United States that is kind of young and hip and very hedonistic and good weather, multicultural, pretty casual about drug usage, pretty casual about concealed weapons, with a history of a lot of money coming in from drug trade, I would say, wow, yeah, South Beach, perfect. If you're saying what I'd really like is people who have a bit more of a suburban rather than urban mentality, places where family values are a bit stronger, places that have there may be a lot of drinking but not a lot of drugs, then I would say, no, South Beach is not going to work for you. So I think you've picked one of them, the three or four. I mean, there are probably a couple of other cities that would rank with the same kind of ambiance as South Beach. Maybe the Haight in San Francisco, maybe parts of New Orleans, maybe parts of Aspen. But, I mean, you basically, if you said fun, young, anything goes, sexually ambiguous, acceptance of drug usage, counterculture. I mean, you certainly picked one of the places. So let's pick a place that maybe, and I know you went to school there, and as a student, I think it'd be kind of fun. And if your schooling was like most people's I know who went through, what's your specialty? What do you actually practice? What kind of medicine?
I'm a neuroradiologist.
Okay. So it's a very academic, very strenuous, relatively stressful, but not terribly patient-oriented kind of. I mean, you're going to be dealing much more with CAT scans probably than with patients.
Right.
It's not like a GP. So, and I think South Beach would be terrific for that, because when you did get out, you could sort of instantly, it's sort of instantly friendly. It's South, you know, it's still the Southern mentality. It's still that kind of anything goes. So if you get like 1 hour every 3 weeks to go and party, it's a perfect place. But for you to settle down, doesn't sound to me that it's very consistent with what you're looking for as a lifestyle. So okay, let's figure out, you're only 2 years in, and presumably as you're going to want to be associated with a hospital, you may want to have, well, probably a practice that is associated with a hospital. So let's figure out what part of the country makes more sense to you. Maybe not as, and even if you want to stay with the sunshine, I think even moving farther north may make some sense. So you think about where you'd like to be. I'll put you on hold. We'll be back to you in a moment. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, I would love to hear from you. 855-993-7569. We're talking with Michael, who wanted to go to some place kind of fun, and he found it. And now he's deciding he's no longer a student. He's a physician, and he's presumably ready to kind of... Are you single, Michael?
I'm in a relationship. I have a girlfriend, in other words.
Is she from South Beach?
No.
Does she love South Beach?
No, she hates South Beach.
Got it.
That's
okay.
I love her.
So we are ready to boogie on out of South Beach. Okay, we'll leave our rollerblades behind. So when you think of a place that would really be wonderful for you, I don't even want to use the word fun because I think fun we've already exhausted.
Yes.
Where would you like to go? What things appeal to you? What places or what characteristics?
Okay, so generally speaking, I just like nature,
okay.
Peace and quiet. I really like to lead a natural lifestyle, you know, eat healthy, exercise,
okay,
peace and quiet, basically.
Okay, well, you've certainly picked the wrong place.
Yeah, apparently. I think I started to appreciate those things because of the area that I lived in.
Sure. That's okay. Listen.
Kind of go to the opposite extreme.
Exactly. Well, we learn from all sorts of, there are positive role models and negative role models. So as long as we learn, doesn't make any difference. And you're young enough, and it sounds like mobile enough or semi-mobile enough. All right. So let's look. When we're talking about whether you want to be outside, natural. So I'll tell you what occurred to me before we had this conversation was, it sounds like you don't really want to be in New York. And so the question is, East Coast or West Coast? I mean, New Hampshire, Maine, Rhode Island, they're all going to have outdoor activities. They're going to be colder, but much more sort of a relaxed lifestyle, outdoor kinds of things. Politically a bit more conservative, perhaps, depending on whether you're living in a big city or in the burbs, relatively good transportation. Then you can go to the West Coast, and you can talk about Washington State, and certainly Seattle would fall into that category, Oregon, where there is much more of a dedication of outdoor living, slower pace, homeopathic kinds of stuff, healthy food, slightly slower lifestyle. If cold weather is not your thing, or rain, I suppose if cold weather is not your thing, then Maine, New Hampshire, and Rhode Island, maybe not so much. If rain is not your thing, maybe not so much, or snow, Oregon or Washington State, Seattle, something like that. So you can go south. And San Diego has got a similar climate and less craziness than South Beach. It's obviously a Navy town for a long time, so it's got that kind of conservatism. You've got California issues, which are, you've got to understand the politics of water. And then you've got the South. You've got things like, you know, Texas. You've got, if you want to be a do-gooder, things like Mississippi and Louisiana, which are very poor states and can certainly use good physicians, but it's a completely different kind of lifestyle and completely different kind of economics. If you like the idea of dealing with elderly people, you've got Arizona, although you've got the issue about water again. But, you know, so I would sit down with girlfriend and figure out both values, climate, because going from, I mean, certainly South Beach, Miami is a lovely climate, in terms of weather. It's not such a lovely climate in terms of social mores for you. So if you want the same kind of climate and a slightly more conservative value system, I would, as I said, think about Texas, think about San Diego. So sit down. I mean, you're in a perfect time in your life, and rather than beating yourself up and saying, well, you know, why could I relocate it here? Because what South Beach offered you as a student and a resident is very different than a practitioner, because you didn't have much time. And if you don't have much time and you want occasionally to be able to cut loose, South Beach is terrific. It's just not where you are anymore. You're not a student anymore. You're not. So you have time to kind of invest, and it's not where you want to be. And it sounds like it's probably not where you want to raise children.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess I kind of know exactly where I want to go, actually. And, the mobility issue actually is not an issue because I work from home over the internet.
Perfect. So where do you want to go?
To be honest with you, there's a couple beach resorts in Puerto Rico, and I can work from Puerto Rico if I get my license, where I just love it. It's a great lifestyle. Okay. You're kind of like behind a closed gate on the beach. And the weather is great, and I've been wanting to go there for some time.
What's the longest time you spent in Puerto Rico?
Not that long.
Here's what I would suggest before you do that. I mean, I love Puerto Rico, and we have a station there, so you don't even have to miss me. But before you actually decide to do that, what I would do is go down and spend at least as much as you can, you know, a month if you possibly can, because it's an island, and so it's going to have a slightly different mentality. And I'm a little concerned that you may find that there aren't as many tats, but there's still some of that kind of mañana, island time, mon kind of thing in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what my family recommended as well.
That you go and spend some time there.
Yeah, that I just try out first.
Well, if you can work out of your house, and all you need is an internet connection, go down there for a couple months and see what.
There's the issue of getting. You know, I've got to get my medical license there first, and that takes forever. Supposedly, it can take up to a year. So it gets complicated, but.
But if you can work from your home now, you don't actually have to practice in Puerto Rico. Can't you use an internet connection to use the practice where you are now?
You have, in order to even work from Puerto Rico, you have to have your Puerto Rico medical license.
Can you associate temporarily as a fellow or something? I'd investigate, because I'm sure they have visiting professors and stuff that don't necessarily get licensed in Puerto Rico. I'd investigate that a little bit.
Yeah, I think I can figure out the living situation. You know, what I was kind of consulting you more for is why do I get so bothered and so anxious, like, around, you know, I just came back from the supermarket, to be honest with you, and there was a man who had, like, those huge holes in his earlobes.
Yep.
And, you know, it makes me, like, I don't know, like, very anxious, you know. And
that's a good question.
I think I can find an area where you don't run into people like that. Right now I'm visiting my girlfriend in Tennessee, and I'm not sure if this is another really bad area for that kind of thing. I can find a better place to live, but why do I feel that way? Like, so
it's a good question.
By those kinds of things.
Are you tempted by it? Are you feeling, because it would seem to me that there is that tension in you of sort of being a conservative guy who's kind of tempted by a walk on the wild side, hence your choice of South Beach, which I think you're talking about, what, 5 years, 7 years ago. South Beach, even then, 10, 15 years ago, was considered kind of a wild place, and certainly counter culture and tats and drug culture and whatever. So, you know, it's a good question. Is there a part of you that is feeling that that you're tempted by that and that you...
No, not at all. I don't feel any temptation.
Okay. So if it's uncomfortable, why, and on what level is it uncomfortable?
I just find it kind of gross, you know. I don't know what it is. But
gross and anxious aren't the same thing, are they?
Well, I find it gross, and that makes me feel anxious, you know.
Do you feel that you shouldn't judge, that there's a part of you that feels that you need to be accepting of all humanity?
No, I seem to not have that part.
Okay. All right, but because the interesting, look, all of us as human beings have sort of a, okay, this is great and this is not so great as part of our mentality. But you're talking about anxiety. You're talking about feeling, and anxiety is usually a sense of feeling trapped, that there's that your options are limited or non-existent.
Mm-hmm.
That there's I can understand saying, ooh, that's icky. I can understand being amused by it. The anxiety is the interesting part, isn't it? Tell me some of the things that make you anxious.
Are we talking about related things or just in general?
Anything. Just tell me things that make you anxious.
Okay. You know, like I just told you that example with the man with the huge holes in his ear.
Yep.
Also, people like littering, you know, smoking cigarettes, doing drugs, you know, driving while texting, all kinds of things.
Great.
That I consider.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question
involved,
to think
know?
About over. Katie, I'll get to you in a minute. Is whether or not you're confusing anger and anxiety. All right? So
okay.
Ask yourself that question, and I'll be back to you in a minute. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're dealing with Michael, who feels anxious when he feels that people are doing things that are just really not consistent with his view of how people should behave. And I said, Michael, is it can you differentiate between anxiety and anger? So that's the first question.
Yes, I think I can. I think they're somewhat related, but I don't think it's only about anger, because you know it's not only people doing things. There, you know, I happen to have an apartment in this bad area of town, and I live like right above a dog park, for example. You know, and so it's really not a good situation. And the sound of like dogs constantly barking all day and night, for example, makes me, you know, really feel anxious. And so that's not really an issue of anger, you know.
Well, that may be sleep deprivation. But Michael, actually, it's a very good example. Remember, yeah. I said that people feel anxious when they feel trapped.
Mm-hmm.
And if you feel that you're in a situation that you cannot, the dogs seem to be a great example of that. It's a constant noise. You can't escape it. That's what usually makes people feel anxious. The sense that
that's exactly what I feel is trapped.
Well, but,
and I feel the same thing, you know, with regards to the other things that I was talking about. Like I feel like this is going to be my life, and I'll never have a break from all the
But you do. I mean, and that's the point, is that you were not, as you said, you're mobile. There's no particular reason that you have to stay where you are. So the issue is to begin planning. Which number in the family are you?
The younger of two.
Yeah. My guess is that if you looked at this really carefully, that you're, first of all, my guess is you're probably a relatively high anxiety person and have always been, perhaps felt that, you know, no matter what you did, I'll tell you the visual I have on you is an older sib holding your forehead and you sort of trying to rail against them without any success. And that is a common, it's actually, and maybe that's sort of my sort of sense that you're mixing up not mixing up and confusing, but mixing together, feeling trapped and which is anxiety and anger and frustration. So, I mean, I think the point being that I don't know how long your lease is. I mean, one of the good news about being in the medical establishment is you can find somebody to say that it's causing you mental health issues to get out of your lease. But I think figuring out where you want to go next. Before you go to Puerto Rico, though, to live, I would certainly have you go down there to live there for a month or two and make sure that you're not going from one situation that is uncomfortable for you to another. Because I think you're going to be able to find places that are going to be more consistent with more of the qualities that you want than Puerto Rico without having to go and get licensure, although presumably you'd have to be licensed in any particular state you lived in anyway. But
Right.
And it sounds to me you need to find a different apartment that's a lot quieter or get yourself some serious Bose headphones or something.
Yeah, I've got some work to do.
I appreciate
your input.
Yeah, but again, it sounds to me that that being, is your older sib male or female?
Female.
Okay, was there a certain amount of competitiveness between the two of you?
Not competitiveness, but she has a much better lifestyle than I do, and is more kind of settled and stable, and there is, you know, some part of me that's like, why not me? I mean, I've worked really hard in my life, and I just find, like, why did I do that? Because I live in an area that I hate, and I'm just constantly dealing with this kind of stuff.
Okay, so here's where I want you to start. Because, again, I think it's a sense of being trapped and that sort of mixed in with a certain amount of anger. Figuring out, make lists, Michael. You're trained as a physician to do a differential diagnosis, especially in the field that you've chosen. You're not doing it in your life. You're making emotional decisions about things that need to have your intellect brought to bear as well. You're saying, I love the sunshine, and then not paying any attention to the fact of what people who choose a place for sunshine are going to behave, how they're going to behave. They're going to wear very few clothes. They're probably going to be either very young or very old. They're not going to be necessarily have a huge work ethic because they're not choosing a place because of a medical center or job opportunities or cost of living. They're choosing a place that's got great weather, which there's nothing wrong with that, except it's not consistent with who you are. And you're not bringing those same skills that you use as a neurological, you know, as a neurologist, let alone doing neurological sort of x-rays and stuff. To bear. So look specifically, if we took sunshine off the table temporarily, what qualities are you looking for? And it sounds like you want someplace quiet. You want someplace that's got people like you. My guess is that one of the things that you haven't even mentioned is a fair amount of intellect for people being around you. People who go to places that are specifically for the weather are not concerned necessarily about anything other than the weather. So yeah. They're not going to worry about opera or theater or intellectual pursuits or university extensions. Use your differential diagnosing skills better. Because I think that's what you're not doing, and that's what gets you in the anxiety. And I think the anxiety is part of it is, crap, how did I get here? I'm smarter than this.
Yes.
So use your smarts.
Okay.
All right? You're set of things.
I wanted to ask you about one thing that's very related.
Sure.
You know, I did a little bit of Googling to try to figure out, why I feel so sensitive to these kinds of things. Presumably, most people don't. And I found something called a highly sensitive personality trait. And apparently one in five people are just really kind of tuned in to their emotions and are sensitive to all kinds of things that the ordinary person isn't. And that's, you know, everything from chaotic nightclubs to like annoying sounds to smells.
Yeah, I just call them high anxiety people. I do a little less jargon. It's high anxiety. My guess is if you checked your APGAR when you were born, you were probably very sensitive to sounds, always have been. You had a fairly well-developed startle response.
I always have been sensitive to sound and to light, you know, to everything. And my family's always saying, what's wrong with you? Who cares, like, how much light is in the room?
Well, but that's not, your family is having the wrong response. The issue is not who cares. The answer is you care. So the question is then, how do you find the place that put that into the mix? Okay, so I don't like extremes of temperature. I don't like extremes of noise. I think Puerto Rico, on this basis, darling, is not a great choice. All right? I'll tell you what, think about it. And if you want, I'll put you on with Jacob. You can think about it overnight. We can call it tomorrow. You can call us tomorrow. But I think, you know, go through all those things that make you nuts. And you're going to have to take sunshine off the table temporarily. And I promise you. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.